This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 11th. Gregory Johnson will serve 15 to 20 years in prison for a 2023 standoff where he fired at law enforcement. Johnson took a plea deal in Columbus Superior Court on Thursday. Johnson had threatened to kill Melissa Pickett and a juvenile in a home near Bolton. The mother and child fled, and Johnson later began firing at officers who were responding to the domestic call. More animals have been removed from a Hallsboro woman's home after an investigation into alleged cruelty and inhumane conditions. Deborah Dahl, age 70, is being held under a secured bond, facing 93 counts of animal cruelty and one of practicing medicine without a license. The most recent raid on the home led to the seizure of two Highland cows and two donkeys. 14 rabbits and dozens of dogs, ranging from Shih Tzus to King Corsos, had already been seized. The investigation is continuing. Deputy Timothy Stewart was cited for failure to reduce speed after a rear-end crash on Chabron Highway Thursday afternoon. Stewart and Harold Simmons, age 82, both sustained minor injuries. Stewart was en route to a call in the western part of the county when he failed to reduce speed and struck Simmons' truck, knocking it from the road, according to the Highway Patrol. Three suspects are in custody and a fourth is still on the run after a series of thefts in Chabron. Police Chief Ken Elliott said the theft ring culminated in a break-in at the Chabron Town Warehouse on Monday. Officers tracked the property to an alleged fence. They proceeded to find stolen property from at least six other break-ins that were being investigated. You can see this story on our website for more information. A Taber City area man has been arrested for his role in a gunfight at Brookbury Apartments early on July 5th. Shamar Johnson, age 24, of Pine Circle Drive, is under a $20,000 secured bond. He's charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill and discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling. We have reached out to Whiteville Police for more on the case. From 2 to 4 inches of rain fell across Columbus County Thursday night with some impressive thunder and lightning. There were a few power outages that were reported as well. Additional rain is expected throughout the weekend. There is a slight possibility of some strong to severe storms. Flood warnings have been issued for the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers due to runoff from as much as 11 inches of rain from Tropical Storm Chantal that went across central North Carolina. Water is already encroaching on some roadways in eastern Bladen and Columbus. The Elwell Ferry between Carvers and Kelly is closed due to high water. Lumber River Campground noted this morning that while the water is rising at the popular destination, the river is still well within its banks and all activities for this weekend are still on schedule. Archie Cumbie, a native of Crusoe, will be the featured guest speaker Saturday at the Southeastern North Carolina Genealogical Society meeting. Cumbie published a genealogy book about the island and its families, and he also works very hard to preserve the history of Crusoe and Old Dock. The meeting is Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.